Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The day has started bright and warm across Israel. Tel Aviv is basking in sunshine, while Jerusalem enjoys a clear morning. In Haifa, it's a perfect start to the day with mild temperatures. Meanwhile, Eilut is set for a sunny and hot day ahead. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, earlier today, a new U.S. pinpoint missile has sparked concerns over civilian safety following deadly strikes in Iran, with civilian casualties reported near blast sites. Also, according to the Jerusalem Post, this hour, the Israeli Navy is taking measures to deter Turkish maritime aggression amid tensions over territorial waters near Greece and Cyprus. Also this hour, from I-24 News, Israel has warned that Iran and Hamas are intensifying their attack plots in the West Bank. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports that a close associate of Netanyahu has called for a warm welcome for the U.S. Vice President, highlighting his crucial role in security matters. And finally, from JT, Israel and Greece have signed a significant defense deal, the Achilles Shield, aimed at countering regional threats. Reaction has been swift on social media. Gideon Saar, the Israeli politician, announced over 6 hours ago that representatives of the Netherlands will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat. This decision follows Dutch legislation banning trade in Israeli products from disputed territories. Belaz News, a local news outlet, reported on the same expulsion, highlighting the Dutch law set to take effect in late September. Dutch diplomats have 1 week to leave. Aaron David Miller, a foreign policy analyst, commented on a Wall Street Journal story noting the arrogance of great powers in underestimating adversaries, drawing parallels to current global conflicts. Let's go deeper. Starting with the new U.S. missile technology, the Times of Israel reports concerns about civilian safety. The use of these missiles resulted in civilian casualties close to the impact sites in Iran. This raises questions about the weapon's precision and the broader implications for civilian areas in conflict zones. Turning to tensions with Turkey, the Jerusalem Post details how the Israeli Navy is on high alert. This comes as Turkey pushes its claims in the Mediterranean. This increase in naval readiness underscores the fragile situation in the region, especially involving Greece and Cyprus. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights growing threats in the West Bank. Israel accuses Iran and Hamas of plotting attacks with warnings issued to increase vigilance. This situation adds pressure on Israeli security forces already dealing with multiple fronts. On the diplomatic front, Israel Hayom Hebrew reveals that Netanyahu's ally emphasized the importance of welcoming the U.S. vice president. This move aims to strengthen ties with the U.S. amid ongoing regional challenges, showcasing the importance of international alliances. Finally, the defense agreement reported by JTA between Israel and Greece marks a significant step in regional security cooperation. The Achilles Shield deal is one of Israel's largest defense exports, reinforcing ties with Greece and enhancing mutual security against threats. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports concerns from Yigal Elefant of Autentix about the risks of burnout in the context of agentic AI security, emphasizing the human factor in technological oversight. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes a significant surge in Bitcoin, climbing 24% in August alone. This increase suggests a bullish market sentiment for the cryptocurrency. And finally, Globes highlights Shufersal's weak second quarter sales, with a 7.5% decline, partly due to the timing of the Passover holiday. This reflects challenges in the retail sector with shifting consumer patterns. That's all for now. From Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.